Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Come on, come on. What the hell?
Oh, good. They gave you some water.
Yeah, they...
We'd ask them to have it waiting.
They definitely did. Basically, only thing...
Just let us re-engage the lock and we'll be right with you.
Actually, before you...
We're sorry about this, but please understand that Red Camp is a secure area.
That's fine. That's no problem. I was just hoping to...
For now, most of your movement will have to be supervised. But as you move through each stage of screening...
No, that's great, but is there any
before
way...
Before we forget, here's your phone. It's been cleared. You're free to use it anywhere there's reception, which... Of course, it's only certain areas due to signal emanations from the ghost house.
Great, thank you.
That does include your assigned trailer, so you'll have plenty of time to contact loved ones when we're finished up tonight.
Thank you for all of that. I was just really wanting to use the restroom.
You need to use the restroom?
Sorry, just... I've been in here with just what... I'm not sure why I'm apologizing.
Well, Graham, the issue is that the restroom is outside of this room.
Well... Yeah, I'm not sure what you...
On the other side of that door, which is electronically locked.
Sure. And if you don't mind, just...
We'd need to disengage that lock to let you visit the restroom.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I just really urgently need to...
So convince us to do so.
What?
Convince us to disengage the lock.
I can't tell if...
We're not joking, Graham. Convince us to disengage the lock.
You can't just not let me...
On what basis do you think that? What do you actually know about how the law functions here?
Okay, look, if you don't open this door...
Our authority may be unlimited. You wouldn't know.
You really need to open this door.
Why?
Because I need to get to a bathroom.
Why?
Because if I don't, like very soon...
Yes?
I'll urinate in my pants.
So urinate in your pants.
What?
Why would it be bad for you to urinate in your pants?
Are you serious?
Why would it be bad?
Because it's unsanitary. Wait, will you please open
the... What's wrong with unsanitary? Why is it bad?
You're saying you don't know why it's bad to pee.
Worry about what we know. Worry about convincing us.
Because peeing your pants feels really bad.
Doesn't the urine feel warm? Isn't it a relief?
Maybe if you're a little kid, but not if you're a grown-up.
Why not?
Because it... Jesus Christ!
We're not unlocking that door until you convince us.
Because the pee goes down your fucking... Are you really not... Can someone please let me out? Please! It's urgent! Please, let me out!
No one's going to let you out but us.
Someone open this door!
You're in a different life now.
It's bad because it smells, okay? It's bad because it gets cold. Because if I can't change my pants, I'll get urine everywhere I walk, everywhere I
sit. Why are those things bad?
Because the cold makes me feel bad, and the smell makes everyone else feel bad. It makes everyone near me feel bad. If I pee my pants, everyone loses.
The bathroom is the door directly across the hall.
Fuck!
Give Me Away, Episode 2, Radical Hospitality.
You comfortable? Temperature good?
Yeah, thank you. Never actually been inside one of these before.
You've never been in a Jeep?
Well, not a special military...
It has a fancy name and the price tag would make you take up arms against the government, but it's just a Jeep.
Is Brooke in another Jeep, or...
No, she's already inside. She didn't have to be cleared like you.
Okay, great. I just wanted to... Actually, I'm not sure if she, if Brooke and Deirdre's sort of collective pronoun is...
That's interesting, isn't it, Mr. Shapiro?
Oh, you can call me Graham. It's just...
I'm not sure you know who I am, Graham.
I don't know who anyone is yet.
Yeah, I'm not just a guy giving you a ride. Do you remember the rank I gave when I introduced myself?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the...
It was Lieutenant. Lieutenant Brian Riley.
Sorry, okay, I got it now.
And I oversee security pertaining to Red Camp, the Ghost House, and all personnel and facilities therein.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I didn't...
No apologies necessary. I'm a public servant.
And you're personally driving me to...
Every time a new person comes to Red Camp, they ride with me. I like to take the first look.
I see.
And when I refer to Brooke Harris, I'm referring to the American civilian who is currently under my stewardship and not the foreign consciousness that resides inside of her. Should the day come that I am informed by persons of appropriate standing that this entity does fall under my protection as a citizen of the United States, I will regard it as my duty to use the pronoun they in reference to this dual citizen. But today is not that day. You have a phone, right, Graham?
A phone?
Graham.
Hi.
He's all yours. No one else today, right?
Thank you, Lieutenant. No one else for today.
Nice to meet you, Graham.
Yeah. I'll...
All good?
Oh, yeah.
Then let's get you inside. We've asked them to set you up with some water.
Which one yet?
So this old man gets to skip multiple screening stages, straight to the on-site visit. You've already got his backpack ready, and now we're talking about pairing him?
You'll get your chance. He won't pass without clearance from both of you. But right now, we need to work.
Oh, thank you. I feel a lot better now. Hi. Did I do something...
You'll meet them later.
What's with the backpack? Are we going hiking?
That was unpleasant. What you just went through.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It was intended to be. And there's more unpleasantness to come. But you need to know how to do this.
Not pee for a really long time?
Be able to persuade someone of the validity of an action whose value you've always taken for granted. Here. Put this on.
You want me to...
Put this on and don't take it off until we tell you to.
Okay. Just let me... Oh my god. Jesus Christ, what is in this thing?
We're going back in the conference room now. We won't be locking the door. You'll have free access to the restroom.
Okay, but is it possible to take anything out of this...
No.
Thank you.
And to be clear, divorce proceedings have not yet begun?
Nothing formal yet, but we're both in, you know, accord.
Just know that if you complete this process successfully, you'll likely be finalizing your divorce post-acceptance.
Huh. Shit, I hadn't thought of... Actually, is it okay if I take the backpack off while I'm sitting?
No.
It's just, if it's a fitness thing, I'm obviously not holding it up right now. It's just awkward.
It's not a fitness thing, and it's supposed to be awkward. Is Morgan financially dependent on you?
No. She has her own job. She has the house. She's not carefree or anything, but she gets along as well as anyone, I guess.
And your children, Jamie and Talia?
What about them?
The same concern. Can they function financially without you?
Well, hold on. I'm not actually going to die, right? I can still...
You won't die, but post-acceptance, you won't be able to leave here for the foreseeable future. We do pay a salary for participation in this process, but...
Oh, my God, my job.
Yes, you'd have to resign.
Shit. I was so focused on my family. I'm going to have to talk to so many people there.
You think they'll have a hard time replacing you?
I mean, probably not.
Why not?
The whole field's changing. Project management, workflow, it's a whole new thing now.
In what way?
So, my job is to take big projects, identify smaller projects within them, and then put together the teams for each one, right?
All right.
And when I was coming up, that was all on paper. You find the right batch of people with complementary skill sets, and you're golden.
But not anymore.
Now, it's more abstract, it's more team dynamics, the right energy matchups, personality matrices. This is so in the weeds, I'm sorry. It's about grouping people who vibe off each other the best.
You sound like you think it's ridiculous.
I mean, okay, is there eye rolling? Yeah, it can get a little mystical, but honestly, packaging teams based on how they're going to bounce off each other instead of their on-paper qualifications isn't the dumbest thing ever. The truth is, I might just hate it because I'm not any good at it. And the truth is, they might not even be all that mad when I...
Have you been afraid they'll let you go?
They'd probably let me run out the clock. I'm 50, I'm affable. That's almost...
Which brings us back to the question, then. Can Jamie and Talia function without financial support from you?
Look, we got out in front with the college thing. Talia's not working right now, but their school is paid for. There's money from Morgan. There's whatever money from me. Plus, it's Talia. Everybody wants them around. They're going to land somewhere.
Graham, we're obviously waiting for the rest of the answer.
Jamie's a grown-up. She works. She's fine.
At a roadside ice cream stand. For 25 hours a week.
And we send her what she needs to make up the difference. She's not on drugs or whatever. She's just...
But to be clear, should you complete this process, your ability to support her would be significantly curtailed.
Well, then maybe she starts supporting herself.
Do you anticipate that happening?
I mean, at a certain point... Even if I wasn't doing this at some point... Is this seriously a deal breaker?
That's not how this works. None of this hinges on a single question. The committee will be making an assessment based on all of your answers put together.
Wait, what committee?
Have you been thinking no one else was watching this? That we were conducting this session by ourselves?
I guess not. I
It's just easier to have a conversation between three people than the entire group. If they have questions, they'll tell us and we'll ask them later.
Well, I just... Whoever's watching, I just don't want anyone thinking I'm some guy who's looking to abandon his kid.
On the contrary, you strike us as someone who very much doesn't want to abandon his kid, which, in any other context, would be admirable. Sorry we parked so far down the road.
There's no chance you did this on purpose, so I'd have to lug this thing further?
We'll never tell. Hop in. Just keep the backpack on.
Well, no, I'll be hunched half over.
We imagine so.
Jesus. I'm not sure about the seatbelt situation.
We'll drive slowly.
Where are we going?
The ghost house.
Already? Does this mean I'm doing well, or...
No. This is standard. What's up, Graham?
I just realized. The backpack.
Yeah?
It's the egg they make you carry around in ninth grade so you know what it's like to have a baby.
With one slight distinction. Even if you wanted to, this is an egg you can't drop. Harris, screening visit.
All good. Drive on.
So this town was just here, next to the crash?
Most of the buildings are new, obviously.
Sure. But that church, that saloon-looking thing?
Red Camp's a ghost town. Originally built for rail workers, then dried up when they moved on. We took advantage of the fact that there was still some infrastructure in place. And it didn't crash.
What?
The ghost house. It didn't crash. You can see it's not damaged in any way. It simply landed.
Oh, right. No, I've seen the scaffolding on TV. Why is that door so high?
Deirdre speaking. Where I come from, when these ships would land, they would drop down into specifically constructed recesses in the dock, roughly. When the capsule was fully embedded in the recess, the entrance would be lined up with the floor. But obviously your desert doesn't have those recesses. Are you all right, Graham?
That was just... I mean, that was just... Deirdre talking directly to me about another planet.
Of course.
Wait a second, though. If that's Deirdre saying that, hi, Deirdre, I'm not trying to... Has it just been Brooke talking this whole time?
No. Normally, we're in tandem. We decide together what to say, and then say it.
Then you're really fast.
We just started the earliest. Everyone will be like this in time. As you can see, the platform is accessible by stairs and elevator.
Great. So we're taking the... You are shitting me.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
One more flight to the door.
Great, thank you. So is there a code for the door, or...
Remember the soldiers who tried to drill their way in?
Oh, right. The door just...
Deirdre speaking. Our captors left the outer door on what Brooke calls Star Trek mode.
Star Trek.
Star Trek mode.
And they just left it like that.
You don't have to lock the door if your prisoners don't have bodies. Now, prepare yourself. We're about to open the inner door.
But prepare myself for what? Shit, right.
There's nothing to be scared of.
No, sorry, it's just, up close.
You're about to get a lot closer. You've seen this room on the live stream, right?
Yeah, definitely. I recognize all this, even some of the scientists' faces.
Is that Graham?
Indeed it is.
Kinda a silver fox for our thing, isn't he?
Is that a problem?
No. Liz and Robin just aren't up on their manners.
Who?
We're Liz and Robin.
Oh, you're one of the... two of the...
Nice to meet you, Graham. And we're sorry.
For what?
Hook him up.
Please.
Is that fitting on your head okay?
A little loose, but...
As long as it's not falling off. Just watch the cables.
Brooke and Liz were part of the first task force team to appraise this room. We couldn't even tell where the screams were coming from.
All we had to go on were these weird-ass ports in the wall. But at least that was a starting place. We could use them to reverse-engineer adapters and connect Brooke's snazzy virtual modeling program to the mainframe.
At first, we just used it to explore, to learn our way around the system. But then, Liz had a brainstorm.
Hook that same program directly into just the prison subsection, then funnel it through an immersive interface, which we just put on your head. Ever done one of those jail tours where they lock you in a cell to see what it feels like?
Oh, no.
You have now. Do you think you're gonna throw up?
No.
Lots of people throw up.
Give him a minute.
It's the worst thing I've ever. It's the worst thing I've. What was?
Graham, Robin would like to speak to you directly.
Okay.
Imagine you found your perfect home, the place you dreamed of living all your life, and you were finally able to live there. You walked through the doors, stood proudly in front of the view, and then someone shrank that dream house around you until it fit tightly to your skin, contoured to your body so that you could never quite stand and never quite sit. And while every muscle just shrieks forever, that's where you just were. That's the ghost house. It's okay, baby. You're out of there. You're with me. And you're safe. You know that, right? You know I'll never let you go back.
Are you talking to...
Robin. Liz is talking to Robin. Will you be all right?
I just need to...
I don't know.
You should have cell reception here. Call whoever you like.
Is there anything I shouldn't say?
No. Everything's transparent here. But Graham.
Yeah?
Don't take the backpack off. Not even to sleep.
No, mainly I just wanted to talk, but, you know, you're my kid. This is a thing that's happening. I mean, tell me if it's an offensive question. I'll drop
Dad,
it.
Jesus, it's not offensive. It's just, you know, I'm not like the designated spokesperson for the non-binary community.
No, of course, you're right.
I don't mean to shut you down. I'm just not sure I understand where you're coming from on this.
It's just, it's on the news a lot. There's more of them now. The reporters are all saying them with no problem because...
They're alien-human hybrids?
It just makes me think about you.
Well, look, it is sort of a thing. It has been talked about.
In a good way, or...
Well, it's like everything. It's mixed. You know from when I was growing up. If you're gender nonconforming in any way, already you're in a minute-to-minute fight to get the people around you to relate to you as who you are.
Right.
It gets to the point where you don't know who's worse. The people who just don't care, or the people who make an epic production out of every apology.
Like I used to.
But sometimes the absolute worst people are the ones who probably think of themselves as really progressive, who go around saying, I just don't get using plural pronouns to refer to singular people. Like, they can't wrap their brains around doing something they've already been doing their whole lives when they're talking about any person whose gender they're not sure of.
Right.
So now, there's these alien-human hybrids. Two minds in one body, so of course you're gonna say they-them. Which is fine, in and of itself. But then it becomes like, are people gonna start using this as an excuse? Like, oh, it's just common grammatical sense for them. Which maybe means it now makes less sense for you.
Hmm.
Which, for people who've been fighting to be identified properly for so long... Yeah, sometimes I get freaked out and pissed off.
Pissed off at the hybrid people.
Well, that's the danger, right? That you get angry at the wrong people. It's not the aliens' fault if people try to use this in a shitty way. They're the newcomers. They're in this struggle too. So, I have to watch out for that. The last thing I ever want to do is shit on the newcomers because I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of people who won't even do the bare minimum.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay. But I still don't totally get why we're talking about this.
It's just always meant the world to me that there were people who knew how to talk to you about what you were feeling because I didn't, and I sometimes think, like, if it had been decades earlier and some of the words and ideas weren't, like, if a person had to try to, without any...
Dad, how worried do I need to...
No, don't worry about me.
Okay.
I'm the last person you should, if you catch yourself worrying about me, call Jamie.
What? How did we jump to...
I know, it makes you crazy. I know, I bring it up too much.
That's not what
But don't spend 1 second on me that could go to your sister. I'm done. Her life is just beginning.
Dad, you're not done. Did you hear that too?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was something in the hall.
And you're still in the same hotel?
Yeah, why?
I don't know, it sort of sounds...
No, same hotel. Graham Shapiro?
You're probably waiting for us to pick you up.
Yeah.
We're not. See you when you get here.
Are you fucking... God!
So, you're probably feeling pretty bad right now.
Are you enjoying this?
That's your question? Are we enjoying this?
Watching Grandpa Graham throw at his back?
Why don't you answer that question? Are we enjoying this?
No, you're fucking not.
And why not?
Because you probably can't enjoy anything until you get them all out of there. I couldn't.
Why do you think we showed you that?
I don't know.
You don't?
Because you're obviously trying to instill, and I find it pretty condescending, honestly. But
why would you find it condescending?
Because you're trying to make sure I know what a huge responsibility this is. Like, I'm not a grown man who's been handling responsibilities all his life.
Taking on a second isn't therapy, Graham. It's a service.
Brought up, what? How is therapy coming into this?
Why did your marriage fail?
What?
Why did your marriage to Morgan fail?
I mean, fail. We raised two kids. We built...
At your wedding, did you swear to stay together until you raised two kids?
What the fuck is your problem?
Why did your marriage fail?
It didn't fail.
We picked you up in a hotel.
A marriage is two people. Two people didn't fail. It was just me. I left. It was just me.
Why did you leave? Again, all of this is optional. You can go home anytime you like.
It went so far away.
Explain further.
I can't explain. It's all things inside my head that don't manifest as words.
Okay, you say Morgan didn't fail. When you subtract that, what's left?
God, I want to get up and pace with this fucking backpack.
So get up and pace with the backpack.
Every year, the world inside my head got bigger.
All right.
The world of my thoughts or fantasies or hatreds or conversations I imagined or just gray silence. It just kept widening. The kids were gone. The house was... We weren't fighting exactly. It was just... More and more of my life was happening inside my head, which meant the inside of my head just kept getting bigger.
So anyone who was on the outside of that expansion...
kept getting pushed further away. To the point where there was no way she could approach me about anything without me feeling like she was interrupting something. And she was interrupting something. She was interrupting what was happening in my head.
So, of course, you think if you could somehow have a companion within that world.
You know what? Fuck you.
Nothing in our appeal says join the Nevada Project, be less lonely.
Fuck you. This is total bullshit.
This is a sacred order dedicated to radical hospitality in the name of liberating the unjustly imprisoned. This isn't dropping out to follow the dead. This is service, and that's who we're looking for.
You're not gonna find anyone like that.
Excuse me?
Whoa, what did you just say?
That was a lapse, and we apologize.
Like hell, that was a lapse. That was a disagreement.
Okay, you are in no way qualified
because
to...
one of you knows I'm right. I don't know if it's Brooke or Deirdre, but one of you knows you're not going to get some perfect cadre of warrior monks to do this crazy shit. Maybe that's part of it. It is for me. I want to get someone out of that thing, but the other part is everyone who shows up to do that is going to be fucking broken or they wouldn't be here. Maybe you two soar above the rest of us, but if you think you're gonna hit your quota without a lot more fucked up people like me, you're out of your goddamn minds.
Thank you, Graham. We'd like to officially invite you to the final stage of the screening process.
What?
What that involves specifically is spending a month with the community here in Red Camp, familiarizing yourself with people who've already completed the acceptance process, and making regular visits to the Ghost House prison.
Hold on.
If at the end of the month you've successfully earned the consent of the community, we will proceed to pair and then integrate you with a second.
We were just having a when did this happen? When did I pass?
Well, you haven't quite passed.
What?
You still need to successfully complete this conversation.
That we're having right now.
That's right.
What do I have to do for that? Brooke, Deirdre, what does that mean? What do I have to do? You're just going to sit there? I just have to guess?
Why are you giving us your phone?
Because you said you cleared it. You haven't.
But today is not that day. You have a phone, right, Graham?
A phone?
Oh, you're not gonna tell me you didn't bring your phone with you.
No, I... Yeah, it's here.
Give it to me.
Whoa.
You're in a military jurisdiction, Graham.
You've been in one ever since you passed through processing. Now, I'm not going to say my word is law. There are actual laws here, but those laws give me enormous discretionary command and the latitude to implement sanctions when that command isn't respected. Give me your phone.
Okay, here.
Now, it's only going to take about 60 seconds to insert this subroutine on your phone, so I'll make this quick. If it ever rings and you see my name appear, what's my rank again?
Lieutenant.
If you ever see Lieutenant Riley appear on this phone, you pick up immediately and you answer every question I ask. That's pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Graham. Appreciate you making this efficient. On a related note, if you tell any civilian in Red Camp about this little moment we're having right now, well, I'd refer you again to this being a military jurisdiction.
I understand.
You hear that? In and out. No muss, no fuss. Graham, I get that you and your friends are embarking on the great adventure of life, but nothing has changed for me. I'm still a sentinel. And if something I can't clearly perceive is approaching American shores, well, a great man once said, trust, but verify.
Take your phone back.
You don't need to, like...
Remove the subroutine? That seems ill-advised.
What does it do?
It lets the lieutenant listen to us through your phone, we imagine.
What?
Though, of course, as we said earlier, due to emanations from the ghost house, only certain areas of Red Camp, none of which overlap with this room, have any signal at all.
If he calls, what do you want me to tell him?
The truth, Graham. For at least the foreseeable future, we have nothing to hide. May we shake your hand?
Yeah.
Welcome to the final stage.
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Sean Williams, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Otto Asando, Hennessy Winkler, Jorge Cordova, Rebecca Comtois, and Danny Martinek. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Assistant directed by Marty McGuire. Music by Adam Blau. And produced by Kara Ehlenfeld. The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
Daddy, tell us about the new expansion!
Okay, okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely. The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the...
rottenest, tootinest place you ever did see.
Yee-haw!
Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville.
Toot-toot!
In Claytonville, there are four cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farmin Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out, it's the Four Spurs Mine Train!
Yeehaw!
Are you sleepy now, kids?
I can't wait to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
Two parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of four.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You. Listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3, available now.